Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, May 24th, 2015. Pastor Paul Tolbert.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. If you are here on Easter, you know that that verse is talking about Easter. This is the day. This is the day that we celebrate Easter. This is that day. So now what we're going to be doing is we're going to be looking at what Jesus said when he said to go to the whole world. I need to make you aware of something that it's really hard to understand what happened on Pentecost. The words are plain, but to get a picture in our minds, it's really hard. So now you're going to see on the screen a visual depiction of what one guy thought it might have looked like, what might have been happening, what you just heard from the book of Acts on the day of Pentecost.
Hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom come.
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debts. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Now we can leave this place. Now spread his word.
See a little bit of an example of how Hollywood works, in case you don't know. There's all sorts of symbolism. You saw the symbolism of the Romans there showing the oppression. You saw how people were doing, trying to get rid of the Romans by the guy with that sword coming out. All sorts of symbolism going on because the time that Christianity was commanded to spread to the whole world was not a good time. There would have been better times if somebody else would have been in charge, people think. But when God's in charge, it's always just the right time. And he sent the Holy Spirit on just the right day, just as he had promised. Again, keeping his word. And then they took that word and they went to the whole world. 30 years it took to take the gospel to all of the then known world. That's incredible. We're going to be looking at that a little bit more now because of this. This is a symbol. This is a symbol that says, I'm not listening, Pastor, thank you very much. Or this is a symbol of saying, I didn't hear that you told me to come in from the rain, Mom, because I'm going to be out here and I'm going to stay wet, Mom. Whatever it is, this child, the next scene is probably going to be in trouble, but we're not going to worry about that right now. I want you to see the symbol of stopping up your ears. I don't want to hear. That's a symbol. You can use that anywhere. I'm not going to listen to you. Here's some more symbols. Here's a man and a woman. Not a man and a woman. It's a picture. It's supposed to remind you of a man and a woman. How about this one? Music. A picture of some musical notes on a page, and it looks like they're moving, so that must be music. Or this one for science, or it could be who knows what. Reading, a library, a restaurant, don't smoke, don't have your dogs out there, or in our case, be alert for bears. We had a bear on our deck just the other week. School, we have a picnicking. It doesn't matter. There's symbols all over the place. And that's why when you came in today, you got some symbols. Got a bookmark and got a little lapel pin, some symbols on it. Because instead of looking at the message and instead of looking at the motive and seeing what the muscle was behind that message and looking at what the mindset is now that message conveys, we're going to look at just one thing. When the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you've been with me from the beginning. So that's what we're going to be looking at today. We're going to be looking at a testimony. Now, most of us know what this symbol is, symbol of a cross. You see a lot of this in Lutheran churches because it's an empty cross. There's no body on it. Because normally what happens, Lutherans in their churches, wherever they may be, love to have a picture of an empty cross. We like to have something draped on it, like a grave clothes. Why do you have grave clothes draped on something that is used to execute Roman prisoners? Because the grave clothes remind us that, yes, the person on that cross did die, but just like he's not on the cross, his sacrifice was once for all, so he is not in the tomb anymore either. On the third day, he came back to life. I know it's hard to believe, but listen up. He's God in the flesh, and he said he's going to come back to life on the third day, and that's what happened. And if you have a hard time believing that, guess what? So do the disciples. He spent days and days, over a month, trying to make sure that they understood that it really was him. He had breakfast with them. He had lunch with them. He let them touch them. He did miracles for them. And then he ascended to heaven. And he said, I'm coming back. Now, in your Bible, you have tons and tons and tons of times when God says something that seems impossible, and then he does it. The problem that we have is either not believing it or forgetting it. And that's been a lifelong problem. It's been a decades-long problem. It's been centuries, eons type of problem, because what happened is one of the miracles that happened in the Old Testament, they came up to the promised land after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. And Moses is leading out to the promised land. They get right up there, and it's time to go into the promised land. Time to go into the promised land. The Jordan River is at flood stage, overflowing the banks. So they can't go forward, but that's where the promised land is. So God tells Joshua to tell the priests when they carry that box, the Ark of the Covenant, those four priests, when they carry that box, the moment that their sandals touch that river, it will stop flowing and they'll be able to walk over on dry ground. So what do? They took hold of that thing. They went up there. I'm sure the priest took a big, deep breath. And they touched it, and all of a sudden it stopped flowing, and the Lord dried up the land, and thousands of Israelites went into the promised land. While they're going in, they're walking past the Ark of the Covenant, which they told them to stand right in the middle of the river where the riverbed was. And Joshua had a really smart idea as a leader. He said to the leaders of each of the 12 tribes, as you're going through this phenomenal thing, take a rock from the riverbed and put it up on the hillside on the other bank when you get into the promised land, And 2 generations from now, when your grandkids say, Papa, why is that bunch of stones up there? That's river stones. What are they doing up there? How come they're all in a tower like that? What is going on? Then you can use that as an occasion to tell them what God has done for you. The value of a symbol. The great symbol reminds me that Jesus suffered and died in my place. Came back to life in my place. Forgave me my sins and is coming back to take me home again to his place. So the message that we're going to be looking at is this, pretty simple. Jesus was born, he died, he rose, he ascended, and he's coming back. He's returning. And when he returns, it's to take us home with him. Pretty simple. Most of the people in the world do not know this. Which is why you got a little lapel pin. So that someone might come up and say to you, what's going on here? I don't get that. What is that all about? And you can testify about Jesus just as God wants us to. Testify about him like this. You testify him about him by saying, you know what? Jesus came. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. Jesus came. And then you can say, and he died. Jesus came with a purpose. Starting at age 30, he started preaching. By age 33, he had died. He could have run away. He could have escaped it. Could have done a miracle. But he said, how then would the scriptures be fulfilled? Someone has to pay for sin. And God's only eternal perfect son was the one who was going to do it. He died and then he arose. He did not stay dead. I'm banking on that promise. Some of you will probably be alive when my body's in a casket. And when that happens, I want you to remember this. That my body's in a casket, but I'm not. Because when I die, I go home to heaven. Guaranteed. Because of what happened on the third day, Jesus came back to life again. And then Jesus ascended to heaven, and then he's coming back. Well, what say you lose your lapel pin? You have a hand. Use your hand. Number one, guess what? God loved me. He sent his son. Flash the victory sign. Or V for victory or peace. Either one is great. Peace. How do we get peace with God? God says he made peace with Jesus' body on the cross. V, victory. That's where Satan was crushed. All of his power over us. No more guilt. No more stain of sin. 3, on the third day he rose again from the dead. 4, bye-bye. He's gone up to heaven. I can't see him anymore. He's still here, just I can't see him anymore. And then here it comes, 5. He's coming back. That's a promise. He guaranteed with his life, death, and resurrection, every promise has come true. So if you have 6,000 years worth of promises in God's word that God has given and everyone has come true, this one is going to come true. You can bank on it. So, my dear friends, that's why you got one. So you can remind yourself of that wonderful gift that God has given to you, knowing how to get to heaven. Oh, Jesus came. He died. He rose again. He ascended to heaven, and he's coming back for me. That's the wonderful thing. So in Jesus' name, my dear friends, your task is to take that lapel pin and make sure somebody sees it. He might ask you a question. And then when they ask you a question, you can use me as a fall guy and say, oh, man, Pastor said I was supposed to remember this. Just a minute. He came down. He came down born in Bethlehem to cross. He died for me. Three, he came back to life for me. I know that for certain. Four, he ascended to heaven. And five, he's coming back. That's what it's all about. That helps when you hear news that you weren't expecting. That helps when you're wondering what to do in life. That helps. It doesn't matter what's coming your way, knowing that the Lord God Almighty has chosen you from before creation to be part of this. What an incredible God we serve. So in his name, let's continue to do that, shall we? Now, let's say you don't have one of these. Or let's say you know of somebody and they don't have one. Or let's say you know of somebody that would really like to have one of these. Guess what? On your way out, there is still a large container full of those little lapel pins. Take them. Take them until they're all gone. Use them to share this wonderful good news of Jesus Christ in his name. So let us live. Amen. And now may God's peace, which goes beyond all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.